Hey Robert, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, what is it?
When you're doing the lying down practice in Alexander, I don't know. Do you do that? Do you do the constructive rest thing?
Sure. And
Yeah.
I use it in teaching. Not a whole lot, but I definitely use it. Yeah.
So when you're doing that for yourself, what do you think of?
Oh, good one. Well, let's tell our listeners what this thing is, right?
Right.
Do you want me to do that, or do you want to do it?
Sure. Either way, you start and I'll add.
It's a basic position that is used for what is sometimes in the Alexander technique called table work, but it's also a position that students are very often encouraged to do on their own. It basically involves lying on your back on a firm surface. With your knees elevated above your hips, the stand and something under your head. Alexander teachers are very keen on using paperback books, but something to elevate your head a bit. And typically, your feet would be flat on the ground, your knees would be pointing up towards the ceiling. I personally use a variant of that where I use a roller, and I have people let their legs just drape over the roller, so they actually aren't doing anything at all, at least in early lessons. But that's a minor detail. Basically, you're putting someone in a configuration that tends to take as much compression off of their spines as can easily be done. You think that pretty well sums it up, or do you want to
Well,
add
I
to
have a
that?
couple of things to add, just to clarify, because you were talking about the knees being up away from, I can't remember how
Well,
you said it,
higher than the hips, that's real
higher than the
important.
hips. Yeah. Well, basically, if the surface that you're laying on, you have your knees bent and your feet on that surface, and you have your knees and feet a little bit more than hip width apart, kind of a tripod base, and you're lying flat on your back, you have your elbows turned out, whether you rest your palms on your hips or your waist or just out to the side. You want to have your elbows pointing out to the side, and then your head, as you said, on a certain height. And the reason for the height underneath your head is to keep it from dropping back. Some people, if they just lay down with hardly anything under their head won't tip backwards. But some people hit a little higher in the base of the shoulders and the upper spine, and so when they lay down, their head tips way back. And Alexander teachers tend to use books or magazines, something a little bit firmer than a pillow, because in a pillow you sink into it, and with a book or a magazine, that height stays consistent. And also, you can feel, should you tend to pull your head back into it, you can feel that. The pressure of that. And that the same thing with the surface should be a little bit, not terribly firm, but it shouldn't be like a bed that you'd sink way into, or a very soft couch. Something
Carpet's
that gives you a
good.
little, yeah, something that gives you a little feedback if you were pressing into it in one spot, you'd sort of feel that you're especially pressing in that one spot. And the reason that we do all that is that way, with your knees bent up and your feet on the surface, your knees are already pointing forward, so it's easy for you to think of continuing to release them forward. Your elbows are turned out, so your whole back can widen a little bit more easily like that. You know, if you lay your arms straight at your side, or you rotate your palms up with your arms straight at your side, you'll feel your back will narrow a little bit. So that position itself tends to widen the back. And your back, and then with a little bit of height under your head, it sort of puts your head almost in a way where it tends to, when you let it go, it tends to go a little forward and out, or it tends to release a certain way. So this gives you mechanically a very advantageous position for lengthening.
Absolutely. It is it has all kinds of names. Constructive rest is a nice one. Alexander, I don't think he actually gave it a name. Semi-supine is a name. It's a very restorative process, and it's something that anybody can do on their own, and very likely benefit from it.
Yeah, it's something where if somebody lays down, I've heard between 12 and 15 minutes in terms of just letting the fluid go back in the discs that we lose during the day being upright with gravity. So you've probably heard that we're taller when we wake up in the morning. And so just I've heard it just takes 12 or 15 minutes of laying down to reabsorb that fluid. And a lot of animals lay down regularly. It's just part of their normal day. We humans just wait and we do that at night. So
Not,
there's many
I do it
reasons.
during the day also. I'm a huge napper. I take a nap after lunch, no matter what.
Ah,
I
okay.
think
Well,
in a
I think I've
way,
seen you in the restaurant one day lying down.
I think that kind of covers what it is, right? And
Right,
that there are
right.
benefits just by being
In
there
that position, sort of,
in
in
that
that mechanically
position.
advantageous position,
But
yeah.
there's more.
There is.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, a lot of teachers would work with students in that position. And the person who I heard it best described the kind of underlying idea was, I think it was Wilford Barlow, a well-known English Alexander teacher, who said that it was kind of like laying the tracks for the train to come along. Isn't that nice? It's kind of getting things set up so that when you actually get up and go back into your real life, you have a little something to take with you that you may be able to continue for a while, maybe for quite a while. And also that when a teacher works with a student in that configuration, in that position, because the student doesn't really have a lot to do other than with the process you described, directing their knees to the ceiling. With my own pride, I just eliminate that too. I tell them, just be conscious and don't try to do anything.
Yeah, and
You
actually,
know,
I use rollers under
yeah,
people's legs
I just
too,
find
so they
that's,
don't need to hold them up, and then also so I can
yeah,
move their legs with their body or the body with their legs, and that all moves
exactly.
together more easily.
It's
But at home, it's better to have the knees pointed up.
maybe, I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah, well, then
I think
there's.
it's better to have a higher height of the knees. Let me put it that way. You could lay,
Oh,
you're
you're
laying on
gonna
the
have a.
floor, you could put your maybe feet up, lower legs up on the couch or something.
Yeah,
But I
that's a
think
good way
the
to do it
higher the
too.
bend of the knees, the better.
Oh, I agree. Okay, so it's just a good thing on its own, but and as you said, things start to release the little discs between your vertebrae, which have probably had some fluid kicked out of them during the day, reabsorb fluid from this process. So it's a good thing to do, but you can, and I recommend students just do it at first without giving a lot of thought to what they're doing. Just put themselves in that position and see what they notice when they get up at home. But you can do some really interesting awareness exercises in that configuration that would be tricky to do initially in normal activities, because the amount of work that goes on to do something like, say, walking or getting out of a chair or even driving a car might swamp in your awareness the very subtle changes that you can achieve by changing the way you think about yourself. And there, the lying down position is a perfect place to explore that. You can also explore it, of course, when you're going to bed at night. But the lying down position kind of gives you a little edge in terms of noticing subtle relationships between your thinking and what you do. And would you like to hear an example of such a?
Absolutely. I was
All
going to
right.
ask.
And I wish I could claim originality for it. This actually comes out of Missy Vineyard's book. We talked about earlier a little bit, how to stand, sit, whatever. The book with the title that goes on forever. We'll put a link to that too. But one of the things that she suggests that people do, and I've been using it a lot since getting that idea from her, and using it on myself and using it with my students, is just saying to myself, I'm not breathing. And by that, I don't mean I'm holding anything, I'm stopping breathing. I just means I'm not doing whatever it is I normally do. I'm kind of letting the system look after itself. I'm making a conscious decision not to oversee any of the details of breathing. And what I found, and most of my students can do this after a little bit of talking through it, because it's a little tricky. You kind of have to sneak it up on yourself, really. But almost always you end up breathing much more fully and freely with less effort.
That's great.
It's a really simple thing to do, and lying down is the perfect place to do it, in my opinion, because of the reasons I said. Now, just to go one step further, and then maybe that would be all we'd say, at least for now, about lying down. Missy Vinyard also, in her book, even threw out the possibility that you could say to yourself, as you're lying on a table or on the carpet, you could just gently say to yourself, I'm not lying on this table, or I'm not lying on the carpet. And you might find that when you say that to yourself, something shifts in your body. It could be that your idea of lying on a surface carried with it a unconscious bit of tension that you would be holding on to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I would tell my students a lot of times to just think to themselves that they're just not lying down. Just cancel lying down.
Just say
and
no.
It doesn't mean they get up or anything. They just cancel lying down.
Right. Exactly. And you can use that with all kinds of activities, but the lying down one, I think it's particularly powerful because it helps you if you start noticing and releasing some very subtle patterns that you may be using just to exist, really, just to lie on a surface. You're getting much closer to knowing what true zero is for you. What is the state where you're not doing anything to be there other than breathing and digesting food or whatever? It's pretty nice to be able to get there. And by saying to yourself, I'm not breathing or I'm not lying here, and since you're not doing much else, you can get to a very quiet state. It's almost like a meditation, I would say.
Oh, that's very good. I like that idea.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway, and there are many, many other things that if you have Alexander lessons with a teacher, teachers often would propose some quite interesting things that you could do while lying down. Certainly, if you're a singer, or you're concerned about voice production, lying down is a wonderful place to do it, precisely because, as you said earlier, when you tighten your neck, you move your head towards your back, and you'll feel that movement on the books if you sort of wake up to noticing it.
Right. If you're doing it habitually and you have no sense, you'll actually feel your head slide on the books. You'll feel more pressure.
You'll feel it. Yeah.
And you'll also feel your breathing. You'll also feel some of the back movement of the breathing on the surface.
Right. You get feedback from that relatively firm surface.
Yeah.
You learn. I mean, most of us haven't a clue what's going on on our backs, you know. We vaguely know we have something called scapulae, and we have ribs that maybe some of us, many people might know that their ribs wrap around them, but a lot of people don't have much of an idea what's going on with their ribs or even with their spinal column. You know, so lying down's a good way to find out. Well, let's end.
But just one more thing,
sure.
Just, you know, and also in an Alexander lesson, or if you're having Alexander lessons, you'll learn how to give some very constructive directions to your body where you don't activate
absolutely.
Muscles, but you activate a sort of a propensity to release in a direction that widens and lengthens your body and does a lot of nice gives you a lot of nice freedom too.
It's a perfect lab in which to explore yourself. How about that?
Yes.
Is that cool or no?
That's great.
All right. That's it for this conversation.